Thank you, Chairman. Honorable Chairperson, the Director General, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. Let me begin by noting the efforts of the Director General, Dr. Jose Graziano da Silva, to restructure FAO's working methods in order to achieve the maximum out of FAO's resources in combating hunger and malnutrition. I believe his efforts and modern thinking towards achieving the objectives of FAO and its member states will bear the right fruits. Further, let me also thank the Director General and the Secretariat for the warm welcome, excellent preparations, organization, and arrangements for the 38th session of FAO conference. Let me also take this opportunity to convey my gratitude to the Italian government for the warm hospitality offered to our delegation. I would also like to welcome and congratulate our newest members, Brunei Darussalam, Singapore, South Sudan, for their accession to the FAO family. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, Maldives has been working with FAO since becoming a member in the early 1970s. The timely technical inputs to guidance in developing agriculture and fisheries related laws and regulations is highly noted. This has enabled the sound development of both agriculture and the fisheries sector as we see it in Maldives today. Namely, overcoming the hurdles of malnutrition, food insecurity for the people of Maldives could not have been easy without the help of the development partners like FAO and various other international agencies and organizations. Thank you for your continued support. Assistance in formulating our 20-year agriculture master plan recently is of essence if we need to continue with the upward curve of agricultural development in the Maldives. In this context, FAO and the government has recently developed our next five-year country program framework for the Maldives, which I believe is going to be essential to maintain the effective working relationship we have with FAO to develop our agricultural sector. Maldives is a country highly dependent on imports for feeding its population. Further, we should also take in account the higher number of tourists who visit the Maldives every year. This proposes big challenges for local food security as well as meeting market demands of our food production systems. Even such, we are moving steadily in eradicating extreme poverty and achieving food security in the Maldives. We are further encouraged by the special recognition we received yesterday from the Director General for achieving the goals for hunger reduction from the MDG 1 goal. Ladies and gentlemen, it has to be also noted that more than 60% of our rural population in farming and fishing farming and fishing families, and within this, more than 40% of people are engaged in food production and value addition in fisheries and agriculture. Are women indeed. The Maldivian government is keen in introduction and use of women-focused technologies in value addition and production in agriculture and fisheries sector. This will enable and strengthen our farming and fishing families to sustain their livelihood and expand the profits that they gain. Excellencies, Chairperson, we in the Maldives have a very narrow base for economic development. Fisheries and agriculture continue to be the mainstay of economy despite high strides in tourism development. We are consolidating on our partnerships with the tourism industry, widening markets for producers from value chain cooperatives. We are convinced that such local partnership will foster growth in the agriculture sector, leading to food security. The introduction and formation of cooperatives with a focus on increasing production, marketing and establishing linkages with distributors and consumers have been an integral achievement. In addition, the training and capacity development and technical managerial and entrepreneurship have strengthened community participation in agriculture, fisheries, production and development. This in turn have increased market confidence for agricultural and fisheries production, both fresh and value-added. It is with pride I note the developments in our agriculture and fisheries sectors, but pride alone is not enough to sustainability and continue the growth in these sectors. We need to take more dynamic and integrated approaches in food production that has high value and high profits. Some initiatives such as climate smart agriculture, integrated pest management and disease control, and environmentally friendly fishing methods are what we promote in the Maldives. Furthermore, we are willing to work with FAO within the newly developed country program framework to sustain development in our agriculture and fisheries sector. So we look forward to a continued and strengthened partnership. Thank you very much.